G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 64 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is all about self-doubt. And I had a couple of guys recently I was talking to on the phone with, and they brought this up. And it's interesting because self-doubt, it's a part of selection, right? Everyone has it for different reasons, right? Everybody going for selection. I don't think I've talked to one person that didn't doubt themselves or didn't doubt, you know, a certain aspect about themselves when deciding to go for selection, all right? Maybe you think you're too short, too heavy, too young, too old, too dumb, too introverted, right? Too slow. Maybe you can't run, or you think you can't run, you can't swim, you can't do chin-ups, you can't pack much, you can't shoot, you know, you can't learn fast enough, you can't control your emotions, you get pissed off quickly, you don't have enough experience, you didn't play a lot of sport when growing up, you can't spell, you can't add, you don't know your times tables, fucking whatever, all right? There's always something that is going to cause you to have that self-doubt and experience self-doubt, because selection is fucking hard, and there's not many, that many guys that get through each year, all right? So your brain is very good at pointing out the negativity, right, and latching on it. Onto it and letting you know that it's there. And that's actually a good thing, because then you know what it is and you're going to prepare thoroughly. But everyone experiences self-doubt. Everyone has that little voice in their head questioning whether or not they can make SF, right? You can't not have it. You simply can't not have it. Why? Because you don't know that you're going to pass. You don't know if you're good enough. You don't know if you are what SF are looking at. You don't know if you're going to be able to perform on the day under the stress of selection for a long period of time. 3 weeks on the selection course, 12 months on the reinforcement cycle. You just don't know that. Can you pass the 3.2 when performance anxiety hits? Will you cramp up on the swim or the pack march? Will you blow your chin-ups out? How will you go on rate your mates? Will others in your team value your effort? How will you perform with no sleep after 1 day, 2 days, 4 days? And this was a big one for me. I was actually stressing. This is probably the biggest, apart from the run, which happens on the first day. So once I got through that, I was okay. But the no sleep, you know, towards the end of selection, that's something I was really stressing about. And it was, honestly, it's probably the hardest part of selection. It's fucking brutal. But actually, by the time you get to that period, fucking no one quits anyway. So you can, it's one thing if you're worried about that, you can forget about it. You're going to fucking do it if you get to that. But what about food or the limited amount of food that you get? How are you going to perform on limited food after 1 day, after 2 days, after 4 days? You just don't know until you attempt it, all right? Until you do it. So what can you do to alleviate a little bit the self-doubt, all right? You're not going to totally crush it. You're always going to have self-doubt. And again, that's fine, because you're going to know what you need to prepare for, right? It's going to keep you on your toes. But in my opinion, I think what you really want to do is prepare thoroughly, right? Well, you're not going to go into selection confident that you're going to crush it and then that you're absolutely going to pass. And if you do think like that, you're fucking kidding yourself and you're probably too arrogant. You're not going to get through anyway, all right? But you're probably not going to go into selection confident that you'll pass. You can, however, and you must go into selection confident that you've done everything you can to prepare. That's really all you can do, all right? So you want to sit down, map out your selection plan and cover off on everything you know you need, right? Weapons, navigation, retail, first aid, pack marching, pull-ups, push-ups, swimming, knot tying, unit history, stress management, emotional intelligence, etc., etc. Map it all out, right? Mind maps are a really awesome way to do this, by the way. Get it on your computer so you can visually see it, but map it all out. Get your plan together and start ticking off all those areas that you know you need to work on to prepare for selection. That way you will know you've done everything possible and you won't go into selection dreading the fact that you glossed over a particular area. Because if you do gloss over area, if you don't put the time into all these areas, you're going to know, all right? In your head, you're in your little fucking head, you're going to know, and that's going to stress you out, all right? You don't want to do that. You want to prepare as thoroughly as possible. So you go into selection knowing that you've done everything, okay? Everything you possibly can. And then you're going to be confident that you've prepared well, confident that you're ready for selection, confident that you'll give it your best shot. And then when you rock up to selection, it's all about execution, all right? So I really think that's all you can do. Everyone experiences self-doubt. You're not going to totally get rid of it. You don't need to, but you can be confident if you prepare thoroughly, confident that you've done everything, and then it's about executing on selection. Okay, if you need any help doing that, make sure you hit me up. Check out operatoredge.com/selection or come and join my group on school. All right, there's a link at operatoredge.com/selection. Come and join that. People in there talking about different ways to prepare for selection. Or you can send me an email as well. Okay, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Reese@operatoredge.com, or hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, Reese_Dowden. All right. So that's it for this episode on self-doubt. Hope you got something out of it. And I hope you're going to do well and prepare thoroughly going into selection, because you'll fucking need to if you want to pass. That's it. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.